Thank you for tuning in to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We're KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. There's a study by the Pew Research Center that shows that young Black Americans are less likely to be engaged in church than they used to be. That tells me that churches need to be a little bit less traditional, and we have to get out there and get into the spaces that the young people are in. Black millennials and Generation Z people, they pray less. They're less likely to go to a predominantly Black church, and so the church has to adapt. In order to expect new and different things, we have to do some different things and be led by the Spirit in doing it. Amen. All right. Let's get to Bible Jeopardy this morning. Here's today's category.
Revelation, the Apocalypse of John.
All right, for sure. How long did the nations look upon the dead bodies of the two witnesses in Revelation 11? How long did the nations look upon the dead bodies of the two witnesses in Revelation 11? Was it 7 days? Was it 3.5 days? Was it 1,260 days, or was it 1,335 days? I'm going to give you those again. How long did the nations look upon the dead bodies of the two witnesses in Revelation 11? 7 days, 3.5 days, 1,260 days, or 1,335 days? Look it up in Revelation 11 and 9, and when you find it,
call now, 318-484-2500. Or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I'm a righteous guy in me. Y'all don't have no ups and downs. I can't park in my parking spot in the morning without somebody standing there waiting for me because they have a problem. I can't pull up to my parking spot unless sometimes two or three folks standing there with three or four different problems. I want to open you up by saying, and I got to move you out of here, but when you look at Jesus, he was sent here for a special purpose. Because he was a special man, sent by a special father to do special and incredible things, like walking on the water. Take two fish and 5 boiling loaves of bread and feed 5,000. Come a raging sea. Get off the boat and become a psychologist and work on the mind of a deranged man. Go down the street and he becomes a gynecologist and work on a woman with an issue of blood. Then he goes a little further and turns into a pediatrician, and he goes into Jairus' house and put out the unbelievers and brought in the prayer warriors and had prayer service at Jairus' house, and they filled the house with prayer, and the Father sent the answer. Oh, I wish I had some help in the house. We don't pray like we used to pray. We have these, okay, Father, thank you. But when you pray, You ought to pour your heart out to the Master himself. You want God to feel you.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to someone and you say, don't you feel me? You really want them to feel what you are talking about and what you are feeling. So therefore you pay close attention to what they are trying to convey to you. For here, my text, you got to go now. In that text, Jesus is accused. Anybody here been accused? You know the old song, I Stand. Don't act like you ain't listened to that, right? I Stand. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. He's accused. But I want to tell you something. He is rejected. But rejection can become protection. Watch closely. Let me be off the road just a little bit. Some of us who wants to be in a deep relationship, and we feel that we get rejected by the other person. But that rejection may be God's protection. Because you don't know what you're about to step into. Your heart is broken. You're depressed and oppressed because you got rejected by him or her. Uh-huh. And that rejection may become your anybody in the house can understand where I'm trying to get you here? Just because you got rejected, you might as well say, baby, maybe God has done nothing but because if I'd have married that booger, look where I'd be. If I'd have married her, whoa, my Jesus, wow. So the rejection may become your protection. And while they rejected Christ, Christ became our protection. Anybody in the house with me here? Just because he is rejected, then we became protected. Now I can get to the heavenly city because God Jesus has been rejected. And because of the rejection, I have protection.
Yeah, I see my way now.
We can miss some things, y'all.
I see.
Anybody been rejected?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know, when I look back over life, I'm glad.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm happy.
When I look back over my life and I done got rejected,
I am happy.
I'm glad the church rejected me.
I'm happy, dog. You know, you got to know
I'm
it.
Glad the female rejected.
Yeah, you got to know it, dog. Yeah, you got to know it, dog.
You look back over your life, you ought to be, you probably glad about some rejections too, aren't you? Don't act like you ain't happy about some rejections. I'm glad they rejected me. And God stepped in and protected me. And what did he do, Grimes? He kept me in the right mind. When I should have lost my mind, he kept me on course. So when God comes in and protects you, he protected every molecule, every cell within you. Because some of us would have committed suicide. But God protected me. Yeah, so these Sanhedrin and the Romans, they rejected Jesus, not realizing they were protecting us. And I'm glad they rejected it. Because without this story here, I don't know where we would end up if Jesus hadn't gone to the to the cross. Are y'all with me here? Watch closer. Jesus endured some excruciating pain. Let's watch closely. Childbirth is pain. Man has come up with a shot called an epidural to try to relieve. Somebody said, what a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. What a blessing. Kidney stone can bring. Earache can bring. But none of those pains come close to the pain that Jesus endured for us. The rejection, the beating. The text says your purple is the symbol of royalty. Jesus was royalty. Man stripped him of his royalty and tried to put regular garments on the king. Now you know they were really out of line, don't you? And sometimes we in church be out of line. No way to say the truth. Sometimes in church we out of line. The church would run better if we wouldn't be so out of line. Out of line would tear your car. You bouncing up there. Because you're out of line. Then you got to take it to the mechanic to get it in. And every now and then we got to take each other to the mechanic so we can get each other in. So the church can run better and it's not out of line going down the road. Jesus is stripped of his royalty, his purple, replaced with dingy clothing. In other words, when the enemy attacks you, the enemy tried to destroy you. Maybe you've never been attacked. When Satan attacks the preacher, he tries to annihilate him.
Yes, what you stand for.
And then use other little satanic worshipers to help crucify. The one who's going to carry the word. You got to understand that Satan is not trying to allow you to hear that word. And however they can kill the preacher, then they can kill, he think he can kill the word. But he can't kill the word. And he really can't do nothing with the preacher.
Amen.
That's why I ain't going nowhere, Jerry.
You don't have to go.
Because when God is in the plane, come on with me here. When God is in your plan, all you got to do is stand. Because God is in your plan. Has God been in your plan lately? You just stood still and watched God work it out for you. You didn't know how you were going to work it out. You didn't know how you were going to come out. You didn't know how you were going to get you in. But somehow, some way, God did it. And now you can say, thank you, because God, you've been so good to